Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with David Combs, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Agriculture. Also joining us in our conversation is Mike Wasson. Dave, we talk a great deal with government leaders about the pending retirement wave. Can you tell us about the steps that your office has taken to manage the retirement wave within the USDA, and what lessons learned could you share with other leaders in government?
In an effort to address an increasing shortage of skilled information technology workers at USDA, OCIO and our Office of Human Resources Management work closely together to provide USDA managers with recommendations and solutions on how to continually improve their IT workforce. The increased focus on the strategic management of human capital dates back to the Clinger-Cohen Act of 1996, and one of the requirements of this act is the mandate for all federal agencies to perform an IT workforce assessment. The act requires the federal chief information officers to implement a professional development strategy to ensure that IT staff possess the knowledge, competencies, and skills necessary to meet agency requirements as they relate to information resource management. In partnership with our Office of Human Resources Management, we've established a USDA IT HR working group. This working group closely works with every other team within OCIO to achieve the goal of recruiting, retaining, and training the most qualified team of IT professionals. In addition, this group meets monthly with representatives from numerous agencies, IT and HR specialists within the department. The working group is focused on developing, implementing, and promoting recruitment and retention strategies to ensure that USDA maintains a quality IT job force capable of leading the department to meet its mission objectives. Working group members are briefed regularly on all activities occurring at the federal level in the area of IT workforce improvement. They're responsible for achieving USDA's IT and HR leadership and planning for and implementing effective recruitment, retention, and training strategies. The USDA IT HR Working Group is the department's only forum for active IT HR collaboration in the area of IT workforce planning.
Dave, you touched on this a little bit, but is your office also working on recruitment and retention activities, and how does this fit into the overall HR strategy for OCIO?
Yes, this ties directly to the overall HR strategy I just mentioned. We clearly recognize the issue of recruitment and retention, and we've been working very hard over the last year to recruit strong talent to fill these critical vacancies at all levels.
Dave, how do you envision the operations of the OCIO in 5 to 10 years? Is the OCIO considering expanding its customer base through shared services or other methods?
Well, absolutely. We've already begun to move in that direction. Just last December, USDA's executive board granted my office permission to move forward with 3 major initiatives: a single electronic mail system, a consolidated network with centralized support, and a consolidated data center and disaster recovery infrastructure.
Earlier, Dave, we talked a little bit about enterprise architecture, but can you discuss what impacts will the enterprise architecture planning have on the long-term capabilities of the department?
The USDA-wide enterprise architecture supports and reinforces the goals of the President's management agenda. The USDA-wide EA repository and EA program is a catalyst for creating easy-to-find single points of access to government services. It encourages automating internal processes to reduce the costs. It enables reducing costs by disseminating best practices and coordinating approaches across USDA agencies and staff offices. And it results in reducing duplication of efforts to build similar software systems. The USDA EA program supports the coordination of USDA's participation in the e-government presidential initiatives. This year, in its first year of use, the USDA EA repository and program will support initiatives such as First Gov Portal, Recreation One Stop, e-authentication, e-loans, and e-grants initiatives. This support is in the form of the development of standards, the development of common data sets and structures, identification of common processes, and identification of common technologies. The EA repository also supports the federal architectures being developed for finance, human resources, grants, and federal health. And finally, the EA repository and EA program closely align the e-government initiatives defined in USDA's e-government strategic plan, leveraging e-authentication, enterprise shared services, web-based supply chain management, and other initiatives. This alignment advances USDA's EA goal of using common, enterprise-wide, and intergovernmental systems when possible. The EA repository directly supports the achievement of USDA's EA vision. The information it provides will help the Office of the Chief Information Officer and Executive Board to make informed IT investment decisions based on a clear understanding of the department's existing and planned architectures at both the agency level and the federal level. Further, it will help agency and staff office personnel to identify opportunities to leverage existing systems or contracts already in use elsewhere in the department, helping to avoid redundant IT investments.
Dave, you've had a highly successful career starting in the private sector. You've turned a passion into a business, and now you're in public service. What advice can you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service, especially in information technology?
Well, if you're looking for a rewarding and challenging opportunity, you need look no further. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be in public service, and the demand for information and the technology to create it, organize it intelligently, and communicate it efficiently and effectively is growing exponentially. The future for informational professionals is bright. Well, unlike my generation, children today are exposed to information technologies before they can even walk. IT has become ingrained in their everyday routine. From the time they enter kindergarten, sometimes sooner, children are exposed to computers and electronic knowledge. These experiences translate into capabilities that can be applied to future careers in information technology. But you don't have to major in computer science to have a career in IT. The federal IT organizations are always looking for smart, energetic people who are good thinkers and good leaders and not afraid to tackle large and difficult problems. If that description fits you, then there are several people in the federal CIO community that want to talk to you.
That's great advice. We've reached the end of our time, and that will have to be our last question. First, I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. Second, Mike and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at the Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Al and Mike. It's been a pleasure and an honor for me to be here this morning, and I welcome the opportunity to discuss our many missions and areas of that we are working on at USDA, and it's a big department with a wonderful service mission to the rural parts of the United States of America, and actually to all of it when you consider the food safety protection and everything. So there's hardly an area of American life that we aren't intimately involved with, and it's a real honor and a privilege to work in that department.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with David Combs, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Agriculture. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.